Hi, and welcome to Something Wiki This Way Comes, a comedy instructional podcast where we go through WikiHow articles step by step, and then we do an improvised set based on the content. My name is Jesse Bergen.
I'm Thomas Tolles, and today we have a very special guest.
I am Anjali Sandu.
Thank you for being nice and prompt with both names.
You're welcome.
Anjali is a comedian.
I am.
And actor?
I improviser? Do. I am a all three.
Would you say blacksmith?
No.
Okay, so triple threat, not a quadruple threat.
I work in customer service.
At a blacksmithery?
Yes.
Good.
Where do you actually work, though?
I literally work in customer service doing emails, and my fellow coworkers get mad at me because I do them too quickly, and it makes them look bad.
Awesome.
And I'm like, you guys, I need to use my bachelor's degree for something. I'm sorry that I got educated, and now I'm better at replying to emails.
Yeah, audience. Sorry we're educated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry for pouring $20,000 into our educational system.
I'm in so much debt.
I know.
Sorry I know how to structure a thesis statement, losers.
That's helped me so much in my practical day-to-day. So, Anjali, you help people with problems on a daily basis.
Wow, yeah, you're a professional.
Yeah.
That you're perfect for this podcast.
Oh my god, I really do that. I didn't even realize it. I make such a difference.
You do.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you're going to be integral for explaining how these articles work.
Perfect.
And you will probably be much faster than us, and we will also complain
we'll
about
resent
it,
you.
Not till the end, probably.
Okay.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. Those of you who have listened to all the episodes, which I'm sure are hundreds, are probably wondering where Luke is.
And we're not going to be telling you.
No.
So keep guessing, audience.
That's right. We're going to have a little podcast contest going up. If you can locate Luke Cecilon, send your info to us and the police. We're all very worried about him. So today's article is a good one that we all need to learn. It's how to be a clown in your family.
And as always, follow along at home. If you'd like, you can see the images and read the steps with us to prove we're not lying.
That's true. We would never do that.
No.
I'm going to put a URL link in the comments of the audio file on SoundCloud when I put this up. So yeah, let's read the intro. Quote, everyone has a family member that brightens the mood at almost any occasion. This is a position that comes to some naturally, and with others requires effort. Here are some steps to help you be a family clown. We all, of course, are familiar with the concept of a family clown.
Yeah, so that phrase is deeply familiar and profound to me.
Yes.
The idea of, I don't know, it almost sounds like Victorian, like, you know what I mean? Like, that there's just that like, weak-willed
right.
uncle or something.
Right. Oh, there's Jeffrey, the family clown.
I feel like family clown almost sounds derogatory,
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Like, I guess they mean, like, the funny, charming one. But, like, isn't that the person that everyone hates?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
the person that's trying so hard.
Yes.
You guys know what you get if you have a whole bunch of family clowns?
What?
A family circus.
Oh,
there
no.
it is.
Where will
yeah.
Jeffy get to next?
No, follow that dotted line. So that was an example of a joke, which you'll need to be able to do if you're a family clown.
Yeah.
We're all super funny, hilarious people.
Mm-hmm.
Would
yeah.
we consider ourselves to be the clowns of our respective families? It's getting into some deep personal stuff here.
I have always wished to be the clown in my family, but I don't believe I've yet earned the right.
You haven't usurped the current
no,
family clown?
No, I would say my father is the family clown.
I
and
see.
One day when he dies, I will take up the mantle.
Of course. Yeah.
I know your father, and I would probably say he's maybe funnier than you. He's
yeah.
pretty.
All right.
Well, we're going to replace Thomas and have George Tolles
looks
on
like
the next
you're
podcast.
You're going to be losing another podcast host, if that's the way I'm going to be treated.
My goal is to have three different people, none of us, on the next one. Yeah, I think my dad is probably the family clown, too. Maybe that's just like the dad, the natural dad role.
Dad humor.
Oh, we're talking about our nuclear family.
Yes.
I thought we were talking like at a family, like Thanksgiving, and there's that one cousin.
Extended.
Yeah.
I was thinking extended as well. No, I was thinking that
Do you have someone in mind
that
you're thinking of?
Like the ones that are like trying to be funny are always the worst,
like,
though.
Can you give us a name, though? Like, who in your family are you talking about?
No, because he's probably listening right now.
Great. Okay, let's move on. Let's
if
move
you're,
on.
You know who you are. If you're an Angelus family, you know who you are. Let's get started. Step one, be yourself. If you're naturally unfunny, don't try to model yourself after someone who is. You need to be able to recite comical stories and make last-second jokes if you want to be the family clown.
So is this step encouraging you to give up? You know what I mean? Like, if you're naturally unfunny, don't even try. You need to be able to right. have comic stories, make jokes, like, just give up.
It seems really discouraging, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
But the person is touching their heart, like from me to you. Yeah, give exactly. up.
Dig deep and decide yeah. if you have what it takes. But I like that.
Yeah?
They're not trying to
be
give
authentic.
You... They're yeah. saying, like, mm. if you... Don't waste your time with this article.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't even listen to this podcast anymore.
I also want to point out that the author of this has images of themselves.
We can only assume.
In which they're reading, in which they are wearing a WikiHow t-shirt.
That's how you know this is the real deal.
Which all three of us wear every episode while we yes. record.
You just have to imagine that in the theater of the mind. It's so important to make last-second jokes. If your family's pulling away for a road trip and they're leaving you alone to, like, watch the animals in your house, you need to be like, you know, don't hit the garage door on your way out yeah. as they, like, pull away. It's just so funny.
Oh, my God.
Last-second jokes, right?
What is that? What is that? I want to know what the intended message of that last-second joke. Like, because they make them, she makes it's it sound true. Like you need to be so prepared
right.
for this. Like, well, and then you I just... Think- What is
maybe in her mind, like, the window of opportunity for making a killer so family true, clown joke. Like, someone says, hey, I might have a bite of this hamburger. And before they bite down on it, you're racking your yeah. brain trying to come up with some hilarious quip.
Nice to meet you, hamburger. I'm Jesse, for example. Hilarious family clown joke. Staple, obviously. A big running joke in my family,
yeah.
which this joke has cemented my dad as the family clown, mm-hmm. is whenever someone makes a comment about hearing, he always goes, what was that? Come again? Oh, it's hilarious. Real knee slapper.
Ooh.
Yeah, now it's just become this whole thing. Anyways.
Step two.
Step two. When in doubt, don't say it. It's atrocious how many bombed, in brackets, dead end jokes have occurred. Just in the all-encompassing history of time, I assume.
Yeah.
If you feel like the joke is not going to hit off well, then don't say it. Sometimes it's okay to take a chance and go ahead, but when in doubt, keep it to yourself. So another, like, negative
yeah, like,
don't step.
This is sort of back to what Angela is saying, though. I'm starting to respect the article for, like, it really is like, look, you probably aren't the family clown.
Yeah.
Like, you should you be careful. To... You should not just jump into this role, like, haphazardly.
Wow. And you know, but if I had been given that piece of advice... early on in my right. career as a comedy person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have avoided a lot of pain and trauma.
But
and
yeah.
horror
do,
story.
Do you think is that discouraging to all comedians? Like, do you have to go through that phase of trying it and bombing and then you get better? Or should you just stay silent for 5 years and then suddenly right. you're hilarious?
I don't know. This is what she seems to be implying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is a speak no evil.
I was just going to say, she's one third of the speak no evil monkey kind of trilogy. Yeah.
I've said a lot of things that I've regretted, and I'm just reflecting on them now.
Yeah.
This is really making me reflect on my life.
It honestly is atrocious how many bomb jokes have occurred, though, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like our hit or miss ratio as a human race is probably pretty bad.
Oh, it's so low.
Yeah.
When aliens look at our recorded history of jokes, mm-hmm. they're probably going to be like,
now,
not funny.
So bombed is like kind of a metaphor for what happens to the joke. And then the brackets dead end seems like another bit of figurative language
yeah.
that doesn't clarify. Like, if you didn't get bombed, dead end is probably equally vague, right?
I feel like a dead end joke is like a joke that you start and you don't have a punchline yet.
Oh.
And you never find
oh.
the punchline.
Oh, yes.
Does that make sense? That's how I kind of... Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like you start the setup and then it's like, well, this didn't go anywhere. So
you used to have like an index, which like explains glossary. Her terminology.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, is that what? No, an index is where they say the word, and they're like, you can find it on page 14. Right.
Oh, step two. I have to refer back to step two.
Yeah.
Which brings us to step three.
Speaking of step two, step three. Incorporate sarcasm and emphasis into your jokes. This will add life to them and will clear up how the joke is meant to be taken.
Okay.
Okay, can I please do a dramatic reading of the example that they give?
Yes.
Because I think,
please do.
So it says, for instance, quote, Michael ran off to the store after that, faster than my dog does after a new chew toy. Does not sound funny. But when emphasized correctly,
I disagree.
And a few extra syllables, and here's the next quote.
Oh, no.
Michael ran off so fast after that happened, so fast that not even my dog chases a new chew toy that fast. Now, where sarcasm comes in, Michael ran off so fast could actually be interpreted as, quote, Michael jogged. Depending on the person. Is that what sarcasm is?
No.
I think jog is just a slight downgrade of the verb ran fast. Dude. Rather than like an opposite. Yeah. Which
I'm
is
being sarcastic. He was just jogging.
Yeah. Oh, maybe. She means like, I think I know. I think I figured her out. I think she meant like you could say it, Michael ran off so fast. After that
Oh, like
happened.
He didn't run fast.
Yeah.
He just ran
kind
of fast.
So fast.
But jogging is kind of fast.
Oh, my God.
That would be like, Michael Jordan is so tall. I'm being sarcastic.
No,
he's just above average.
Or like, Gilbert Godfrey is so tall. My building that I live in is taller than I don't know. I feel like I understood sarcasm before I read this, and now I don't know what it means anymore, and I don't know who I am.
Do we think that this example joke would be one of the ones that would bomb? Because even if you use the appropriate emphasis, you added those extra syllables, like repeating so fast so that they remember what the topic is. So in the second example, it goes so fast that not even my dog chases a new chew toy that fast.
I think it works because new chew toy is like the analogy.
Yeah.
And they're emphasizing that.
I think it works.
So fast is the sarcasm.
I mean, we're all cracking up over it.
But what did Michael do? That's all I want to know. What did Michael do?
I'm kind of worried about him.
I think it's what Michael saw.
Jeez. Right. What did Michael see?
We'll never know.
Yeah.
Use emphasis, use sarcasm. Mm-hmm. That's how people will know how to take the joke.
Yeah. Use emphasis.
So if it's like,
that'll work.
Your uncle is so ugly, no one will be offended by that because I put emphasis on the end. Mm-hmm. They'll know that I'm not being serious.
And that you're being sarcastic because his uncle's gorgeous.
It's true.
Oh.
It's true.
Or it could be the opposite and you could be like, your uncle's so hot. Which is actually
a weird sentence.
Which you should always say sincerely.
I think I'm gonna use that in my next family gathering.
That'll cement your status as
here's something
the family creeper and the family clown.
And ask yourself step four before
do it. Step four. Quote, make sure that it is appropriate.
Oh.
And this is such a crucial example. Don't joke about your cousin's choice in women or men at his or her funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I can count on three hands how many times I've done that, and I've been escorted out.
Look, my cousins are dropping off like flies, and they had infidelity, they had these whole histories of just debauchery, like just hideous, you know what I mean? And how can you not razz them a little after they go?
What I want to know is what joke would be considered appropriate to make at your cousin's funeral.
Yeah. Just make a lighthearted one about what...
Like, that's what she said joke? Yeah. Oh, but that's not appropriate. Or
there's
is
an
it?
There's an ambiguous subject, because is it the funeral of your cousin, or the funeral of their significant
the
other that
they
chose? Yeah. Either way, probably...
The example, though, is to serve... It's like they wanted, other than a family picnic, where else can you be the family clown? And at funerals, that's a great place for all your family members to come together and have a good laugh.
Oh! A little bit of a moped there in the background. I don't know if that was a drone.
Could
have been, oh, no. To be fair, though, if your cousin is dating somebody who's dead, you should definitely make a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Angela gets it.
I do.
Step five.
Watch humorous shows more. Mm-hmm. Watching funnier shows can improve your sense of humor. However, don't plagiarize the material. Oh, man.
I feel like that's solid, sound advice.
Yeah. That's actually just pretty decent.
Can't really argue with it. I like, again, the not plagiarizing, because you really would think, you know, quoting The Simpsons and stuff, like, that'll get a big laugh at a family gathering, but it's not authentic. Don't.
Or if
it's
you
like,
get,
oh, no,
yeah.
That's Homer Simpson.
If you get called out, though, you lose your status right away.
Right.
You become the family jester.
It's true. Oh, yeah, regurgitating used bits.
Yeah.
Even sounds disgusting when I say it like that, doesn't it?
I have the cousin from before would just straight up go into Russell Peters' material.
Oh, no.
I am an Indian person. And he would just straight up do Russell Peters material and random brown YouTubers, and the family would die of laughter, and I would get so angry. But they knew that this was Russell Peters.
Mm-hmm. So he didn't cite his source, did he?
Maybe he didn't. No. Actually, he would just, like, do it. And, like, you don't want to be that jerk that's like, that's not your own original
material.
Where's
your bibliography, cousin?
But, like, everyone's like, you're so funny and great. And it's like, no. I think that I am really dredging up some really painful memories.
So, well, yeah. Can you tell me about your cousin's relationships with men or women? Any jokes about those?
He broke up with someone.
That was a test. You're not supposed to joke about your cousin.
To be fair, we're not at the funeral, though.
Right.
Yeah. No. Oh,
although you don't know that, listener, if you picture it in your mind, we could all be wearing, you know, tuxedos or a nice gown and be at a gravesite.
But
you know that.
We are wearing WikiHow t-shirts.
That's right. Yeah. Under our suit jackets.
Yeah.
It's very classy. So this would be an example of your cousin being a poor family clown.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's right, this lady. Don't plagiarize. No one will respect you.
Step 6. Don't be mean about your jokes. There's a fine line between being funny and being mean, and this line is different for each person. However, make sure that it's all in good fun. Pretty straightforward. Don't
yeah,
be mean.
Again, you know, someone died, maybe leave their relationship out of
it. Exactly. Maybe don't, say a one-liner as you scatter their ashes into the ocean.
Although, I would say that sarcastic remark about the speed that... What was his name? Dave?
Michael.
John? Michael.
Michael.
That Michael Thomas. Ran, I would say...
It's not as funny if it's Dave.
Unless you say, Dave!
Right, like a Stuart McLean kind of thing, right?
Dave.
Anyway, you can make fun of them if they're jogging and you thought they could have ran a bit faster. You can edge it.
That's pretty gentle humor.
Yeah, that's pretty
gentle.
What if
Michael was in a wheelchair?
Right? He was running, air quotes, so fast.
That would maybe cross the line.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's sarcastic.
There's no maybe about it.
Exactly.
I would say that.
Poor Michael.
Absolutely.
No kidding.
Yeah, Michael is
maybe
the real...
Maybe he was running the store to like get an EpiPen because he was having an allergic reaction.
Maybe he's in a wheelchair and he was at his dog's funeral.
He's the real victim here.
That's so mean. Jeez, WikiHow.
Oh, WikiHow.
Cut.
Moving on. Step 7. Most importantly, lighten your mood. Have you ever seen an audience laugh at a serious, sad comedian? I mean, we're all thinking Emo Phillips, right? Like, it's in his name.
I feel like they're describing me right now.
Serious, sad comedian.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it has been done, but 9 times out of 10, no! Remember, smiling can make all the difference between hitting it off well and bombing it.
So
it's true. I laugh harder if the comedian is smiling. That's just true.
I feel like now this author has lost credibility because have you not heard of Buster Keaton?
Didn't he smile?
No, he was so sad.
Yeah. Buster Keaton, total deadpan.
Charlie
pants.
Chaplin. True.
Chaplin smiled a bit more, but also downtrodden.
He was very serious, especially when
he's
playing.
No, have you seen him? What's that move? That film?
What is he doing?
City Lights?
Yeah.
He's so...
It's pretty sad,
epitome of sad clown.
And even, like, Louis C.K. these days, like, definitely not a happy-go-lucky type of guy.
I feel like every comedian is depressed.
Mm-hmm. Once again, I feel like I have to step in and defend the article.
Oh,
generally
please.
My kind of position here.
Great.
I think Louis C.K. would be way funnier if he smiled all the time.
You're right. That, it is off-putting that Buster Keaton doesn't grin every time he pratfalls.
Yeah, oh. Russell Peters smiles all the time, yeah. And he's probably the most popular comedian in the world, isn't he?
Oh, no.
He's up there.
Yeah.
No.
Next to Louis C.K. if he was smiling.
That's true.
True.
Dour Louis C.K. Mm-hmm. Cheer up, buddy. Life's not that bad. Get some coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. Record it. Serious sad comedians,
so
they're one, never laughed at.
A little, again, though, discrimination. If you're sad, if you're not already funny, like, mm-hmm. it really just wants to, like, separate the wheat from the chaff and just make the people who are already happy-go-lucky comedians stay comedians.
Really entirely writes out deadpan, though, mm-hmm. as a
yeah.
genre of comedy, doesn't it?
You need
it?
To emphasize.
Right. Say that again.
You need to emphasize.
Now, that was funny.
That was hilarious.
That's comedy. Move over, George Tolles. There's a new family clown in town. This is the final step. So here it is. Number 8. Rehearse. Sometimes the best thing to do is practice. Stand in front of a mirror and do some improvisation stand-up. Or make a list of jokes to memorize.
For the last minute jokes, I guess if you've got like a... like Rolodex of jokes in your brain all the
right.
time. You can
like,
then snap them out. It's like, I need a hamburger. I, oh, Michael's running away. I need to make
exactly.
a joke about
I hope someone refers to a
fam.
Store and speed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I can do my Michael dog joke
oh,
that
man.
Everybody likes.
Dogs run away so fast
they
when they're
do.
Chasing toys. I need to make a comparison.
I would love to see someone do improvised stand-up at an open mic
right.
and just see how that goes over.
True mm-hmm. story. I've seen if my friend tried it and it went pretty well.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, the tension of it was kind of fun, and it was like, he was just talking to the audience, and like, it kind of worked.
Was his family there?
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Oh,
really?
It was
really?
A funeral. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, good. Good. It's appropriate. If you're practicing in front of a mirror, don't do 3 Bloody Mary jokes in
mm-hmm.
a row, because
oh.
she will come and devour your soul.
Yeah. That Beetlejuice material should
exactly.
probably take a back seat.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was Beetlejuice a clown? Or he just wore, like, stripes.
Mm.
What
he was a clown,
he
but he had no
like,
family.
He's kind of like a black and white Ronald McDonald.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I feel like I'm the Lydia of my family.
Who's that?
That
she's the girl she from Beetlejuice.
Oh, I don't
oh.
know
Winona
the film
Ryder.
Very well.
Okay.
Yes, you're right.
Neither do I.
Step
oh, moving
9.
There is no
know
step.
The films
oh.
that you...
Step
9.
If you're going to make a reference to Beetlejuice, be familiar with the
Step
source 9. Material.
If you're going to invite me to your podcast,
yeah.
act like professionals.
No, do your research.
Jeez.
And just rounding out the discussion of the article with the tips and warnings, one of the tips is very important. Follow up any joke that might have been taken offensively with a compliment. No, 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 Michael, you're very fast. You're very fast. One more warning. Understand that while there is a time and a place for this, it can also be considered inappropriate at times. It can somehow also become a role, air quotes, that you can become trapped in.
If she, which she implied earlier, that a funeral, there can be cases where you can make a joke that will go over great.
Yep.
In which context,
provided you're smiling,
that she's referring, would it be crossing the line is all I want to know. Like,
I think if you do 4 or 5 funerals in a row,
mm-hmm.
and you make
if
the same joke.
If you're doing a whole circuit, like,
yeah.
if you're, like, touring
exactly.
funerals.
Like, I'm going to stay later for the 5 o'clock.
Yeah. I also feel like the reverse of this is, though, if you're trapped in that role, you go to a funeral, you just want to cry and grieve. They're going to
yeah.
be like, where's your material?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, have you been working on your bit?
Yeah. Michael's right there.
Yeah.
He's not going to be able to respond to you this time.
Yeah.
Go for it. Roast him.
He's not yeah. running away
you...
anymore.
No. Some things you cannot run, Thomas.
I wonder if he's still in the wheelchair, like, in the sky.
And that's the end of the article, which means now, a little bit of improvisation.
Hey, Dad. So, this family picnic's really important to me because it's the first time that Lucy's going to be meeting the family, and I was just wondering if I could be the family clown. This year.
Oh, well, Darren, this is, you're springing this on me last minute. We got the blanket all set up, we got the basket, and I had a few zingers in the chamber I was just ready to go with, so.
I know, Dad, but please, I mean, every year, everybody is rolling on the ground laughing at your great jokes. I mean, I know you rehearse for weeks before these things, but could I just give it a shot? I really want Lucy to think I'm a cool guy.
Oh, well, Darren, I guess you've been watching me all these years, so
It's got to be in you there somewhere. Why don't you hit me with one of your jokes?
Oh my god, Darren, are you about to tell a joke? Hi, I'm Lucy.
Oh, you're early.
Yeah, I just got off the bus. I know I'm kind of early. I just ran so fast to get here. I was so excited to meet you guys. All of you, you have a beautiful family.
How fast did you run? What are you, Usain Bolt? Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
That was hilarious. Cut it out.
I'm so
You're making me look like some kind of cheapskate joke teller.
I can't control it. I'm a natural family clown, Darren.
Lucy, thanks so much for coming early. I was just going to tell my dad.
Ignore my Usain Bolt comment, Lucy. It was nothing. I meant nothing by it.
Hilarious.
Well, in retrospect, it's a little bit not very timely, seeing as the Olympics were a while ago, and, you know, I believe people of all stripes and speeds should be acknowledged equally deserving of gold medals.
I've got a joke about the Olympics, too.
Okay.
This is great.
Yeah.
What's the prize that you get if you win made out of? Gold metal.
Why don't you try smiling a bit and saying that one again?
Okay. What's the material that they make the awards at the Olympics out of? Gold medal!
Anyone want potato salad? Anyone want some potato salad?
Oh my god, wait! Did you just say potato salad?
I did.
Dad!
That's so funny!
I'm serious, what? Dad. You're blowing this for me. Lucy, why are you sitting on the other side of the picnic table now?
I don't know. Your dad's just really funny, because, like, something about potatoes. It's just funny.
Funny syllables, right? You know, they say a hard P sound is one of the funniest sounds after a hard K.
It's funny because it's not even potatoes. How are you sarcastic?
How can you have a salad without lettuce?
Ted, right? You gotta cut this out. I'm serious. I'm panicking over here. Look,
I'm sorry. I know you really like this girl.
You know what? When my dad's in the bathroom next to me, I hear a hard P sound.
Okay, well, some jokes are just not appropriate, son.
What?
You just crossed the line.
Was that too offensive for you? What?
You just talked about your... What?
Look, my dad's really strong.
In the bathroom? What?
Yeah, his flow is tight.
Oh dear.
Son?
Lucy, can you just give us 1 minute? I promise I'll come. We'll carve our initials into the family tree. It'll be beautiful. Just
okay.
What is
Lucy,
it,
just give us a moment. I'm going to help workshop some stuff with my son.
Okay.
Not that I need help.
See, what you did there is, well, you took a very personal family trait. You know, us going to public bathrooms together so that we don't get lost. And you made a joke of it.
Yeah.
Frankly, was a little too personal, and I don't think had universal appeal.
Okay, but Dad, you gotta understand. I mean, I was freaked out there, like I was running on empty, and you were snapping zingers left and right. I mean, you've been doing this for years.
Really trying to hold back, you know, but I can't help it. Sometimes the flow just comes, as you said. Listen, you gotta just take a few deep breaths. You gotta stop trying to be me and do my material.
You mean I should?
You gotta do you.
Be myself.
Just be yourself. You think you can do that for me? You think you can do that for her?
For Lucy.
Now, what I'm gonna do is come in with a real stinker, okay? It's gonna be a real bomb.
Okay.
Okay, I'm gonna be totally deadpan, no emphasis, not gonna smile. Mm-hmm. And then you're gonna come in with a hot take, with a real funny joke, and it's just gonna blow her away. Mm-hmm. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Lucy.
Hi, I'm just eating some potato salad. Really good.
Oh, that hard pee sound. It gets me every time. Did you hear the one about the dentist? When's the best time to go to the dentist?
When?
At Tooth Hurdy. Oh.
All right.
Good. She didn't
like that. My turn.
All right.
Okay. What's the deal with holes? Cavity.
She's actually laughing.
I think she thought that was really funny.
I think that you're both really funny, and I've really enjoyed this picnic.
You mean it, Lucy?
I really have, And you know what? I was in a really bad mood when I came here. My cousin died. It was hard for me.
Oh.
He loved potatoes.
Mm.
And just
getting... Sorry, that's so
that
funny.
Hard
I know, I just... it is. Like, sometimes it is funny to reminisce about stuff like that. And you know what? I think you're both the funniest people I've ever met in my life. And ever. And I'm not crying. I'm just so happy.
Why are you hailing a cab right now?
It's actually, I think a bus is here. And I feel like that's more cost effective. So
yeah,
I'm just gonna...
I don't know what I thought it was.
Yeah. But it's been nice meeting you again.
So, you're really impressed, but you also have to take a bus away from me for some reason?
And also a cab is here, so now I'm just conflicted as to which one to take.
Lucy, give my boy one more chance. I know he's a little rusty. To be honest, it's because I've been hogging the family clown name all these years, and
that's
I just
right.
never well, gave him enough space to grow.
That's the thing, you told me that you were the family clown, and
I
then
know,
I come
been,
here and you haven't been yourself, you're
I,
just
I
not
cast
being
a big
honest.
Shadow, you
I've
know?
I've been spinning tales to her about my
Talking
clowning
about
exploits.
Dad's hard pee.
It's a
weird.
Hard pee sound.
It's weird.
Just give him one more chance.
Fine.
Lucy, what,
okay.
Anything in the world, what do you want me to joke about?
Jeez, put all the pressure on me. What, joke about, I don't know.
How did
your
cousin
die?
My
cousin?
Yes. Yeah. I hope this isn't too forward.
He it was a boat. He was on a boat.
Mm-hmm.
He died on it. He was actually really old. He was about, 38 or something, so it's
that
fine.
You
like,
know that
he's,
isn't, you
know
47, that isn't old.
So I wouldn't consider
was,
that old. But
he was,
38
know,
is
he
not.
He wasn't really, his relevancy had faded out.
Well, that's debatable, but
okay. So
well, here you go. Here's
go
your
ahead.
Here's your
okay.
setup, Darren.
All right.
Silver platters.
How did her sailor cousin say goodbye before he died? He waved.
Oh my god! That is how he died. How did you know
my
that?
God.
He was waving and then, oh my god.
Oh.
What do you say, Lucy?
Oh. I'm gonna, you know what, Duffy's? You can suck it, because I'm saying.
Suck it, Duffy's.
You two Winnipeg Transit, get out of here.
Son?
Yeah, Dad?
I'm giving you my sash.
You mean the one Grandma embroidered for
That's
you?
That's right.
Oh, gee, oh, it fits perfectly.
Yes, it does.
Thanks, Dad.
We cut to heaven, where her cousin is looking down at this picnic. And has watched the entire thing take place.
Not bad. Not bad at all.
And that's it for this week's episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes. Hopefully you're all family clowns at this point. A special big thanks to our guest, Anjali.
Thank you for having me.
Is there anything you'd like to plug, Anjali, before we sign off?
I'd like to plug my Instagram. It's at Anjali, I'm so sorry, AnjaliXiii. Instagram and Twitter.
I was just going to say you can catch Anjali doing stand-up around the city, and I bet there are updates on those social media platforms. She's very, very funny.
Yes.
I've seen her at Jekyll and Hyde's, and it was awesome.
Yes, Anjali is hilarious and delightful,
yeah.
And the city, of course, is Winnipeg, so if you're in Winnipeg and you want to see some comedy,
mm-hmm.
try to find her.
So we're going to sign off.
Pretty soon. I just want to also say, please tell your friends about the show if you like it. If you didn't, well, still tell your friends. Maybe they got better taste.
Maybe they'll hate listen to it.
Yeah, maybe.
Week.
Hey, I'll take it. It's still
yeah.
a listener.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to this episode.
Mm-hmm. So I am Thomas Tolles.
I'm Jesse Bergen.
And I'm Anjali. Sandu.
And print.